You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.
We're in a tight show today, so I want to get our guests in. Listen, even if you have never heard of our guest today, you have seen so much of his work being pushed around. Right now, our guest has one of the hottest studios in Trinidad and Tobago, where much of the content you see online is coming out of this studio. Everybody is creating, everybody is posting, and everybody is trying to build that presence online. But here's the thing. Content at scale doesn't just come from ideas. It comes from also having really good infrastructure. And infrastructure in the content age looks like the studios, the equipment, the production environments, systems that allow creators and businesses to show up consistently and at a high level. And in Trinidad and Tobago, we are starting to see that shift happening in real time, where content is no longer just casual. It is becoming more structured, more intentional, and more professional. So today, we are diving into that world, and we're going to be looking at how studios are beginning to convert and power the next wave of creators, next wave of podcasters, and digital content coming out of the country. And to help us break all of this down, we are joined by somebody who is at the heart of this new movement. He is the owner of Affordable Imports TT, one of the leading suppliers for photography and video equipment in Trinidad and Tobago. And now he is also building out a studio space, or he already has a studio space. It just keeps on evolving every time I see, you know, the type of content coming out. Mr. Conrad Baird is here, and we're going to be talking to him about the business and how he has evolved over the years and where he is at with the studios right now. So give our guest, Mr. Conrad Baird, a warm round of applause.
Yeah.
Conrad, how are you doing today, sir?
Hey, man. Good day. Good day. Thanks for having me on. Today is great. We are live from Affordable Imports, AI Studios. Hey, thanks a lot for having me on, Karen. Thanks a lot, Curtis. I mean, it feels surreal to almost be part of this program, you know. But, yeah, we have to do it. We have to put ourselves out there. And we're here for it. Thanks again for having us on.
Of course, of course. Now, listen, man. You have been behind the work and the production of so much content. You know, it's always funny when you have to get in front of the camera now and talk.
That's true.
And talk about the business. You're usually the one doing all the prep. You know. So, Conrad, man, how has 2026 started off for you?
2026 was great. I mean, we had an early carnival season, so we saw that immediately coming out of Christmas 2025. A lot of persons, they were already on the ground putting out their content. Very few people were still starting to put the content out because of carnival being a major festival in Trinidad and Tobago. Persons start from as early as the year prior, like June, July. So right now we are actually about to start get going for 2027 carnival. So All that you're seeing, don't take it for granted. It's sometimes like months in advance persons are prepping. I mean, besides carnival, we have the whole podcast thing going on. A lot of persons have been enjoying the podcast coming out of Affordable Imports. And I mean, it's amazing. It's great to see persons have been investing in themselves and the content that's necessary to, you know, reach the new market.
And listen, and I know folks are hearing us on radio and on the live stream, but if you could see Conrad right now, you know, it's a whole production happening behind Conrad right now. Conrad just ran away to come and have this conversation. But for the people who do not know Conrad, who are outside of the space, who are just a regular listening public, just give us a bit of an introduction into Conrad and Affordable Imports so people know exactly who you are and what this business is about. Because again, you're the ultimate background guy. Right? You're the penultimate background guy. Just give us a little bit of about you and let us know all about Affordable Imports.
All right, so currently Affordable Imports has several things that we do. The major one that we are here to discuss today would be the studio, AI Studios, if you're looking at us on socials. But we also rent equipment, and we, to a lesser extent now, we still supply equipment. All right, what Affordable Imports originally started out was We supplied equipment to a lot of the creators in Trinidad and Tobago. We had noticed there was a space that needed to be served. A lot of creatives, they had to go to international suppliers just to secure some of the most basic things. And I mean, I was listening to the program earlier and you were speaking on the Forex. That is still a major issue. But just imagine you're trying to secure, let's say, $6,000-$7,000 in equipment. In years gone, that would have been an exercise. You would have to wait months just to get your equipment to barely start, you know. So we had bridged that gap initially. And because we, again, noticed some further gaps in the market, we started to divest a little bit at the turn of COVID. Some personal factors took place there as well, but because of what we, again, realized was missing in the market, we had started a studio. Because we already had equipment from our rental business, it was fairly easy to start, but I'll admit going in, we were not ready for what was about to come. Trinidad and Tobago is currently going through a creative boom. I would say that we are probably the most densely populated creators. I mean, Trinis like to create. It comes out of our blood. We have carnival, we create costumes. I don't know if persons know, but we actually export costumes to other carnivals throughout the world. As far as Japan, we're talking Toronto in Canada, up the islands. Trinidad is actually responsible for a lot of those carnivals and the costumes that you would wear on the streets over there. So back to affordable imports now. Because we started at, I would say, coming on to the tail end of COVID, there was still a gap. There existed studios before, but we came in with some specific skills and resources that was necessary. And yeah, the community loved us and has continued to show us some love and supported us. And we just try to make the best of it. We work with the feedback that our clients give us, and we try again to just evolve, as Karen had mentioned. We are always taking the feedback. Once we figure, you know, this is making sense, it's going in. You know, it goes into the pot, and it's generally for the better of the industry. Yeah, and we almost feel a bit of pride. I don't know if persons are getting on live seeing us, but the guys, we feel a bit of pride when we consider that we are almost leading the industry. There are definitely other players out there. I'm no shade at all, but we are at the tip. We're always pushing for new equipment, new ideas. Persons come to us to create their new products, whether it be for corporate clients. A lot of the corporate clients are now looking at podcasts as a way to put themselves out there, educate the public, bring other persons' audiences into theirs, you know. So as of late, I would say we have been pushing the podcasting. A lot of persons have been reaching out to us. Some of them, we don't really get to put our name behind it. But, I mean, one of the major ones that a lot of persons will know us behind would be the Curry Shepherd podcast.
Nice.
That's the big one right now. Curtis.
Yeah, man.
The most popular one.
Yeah. No, what you're saying, I'm sure it's inspiring a lot of people, because we are coming out of a generation that said that if something is not broken, don't fix it. And as you said, we are in a boom in terms of creativity, so everybody wants to get something seen or shown. But you are also talking about the evolution of your business. Now, how do you explain or share that evolution, and why you chose to go in different directions rather than just continue to make sure that the wheel is a well-oiled wheel in one direction? How does the evolution fit into the picture now?
So, as I mentioned, during COVID, there was a bit of a personal factor in place there. But what I would say is that we are always looking for the next thing, you know? I personally believe that the minute that you're comfortable and you're settled and happy with what you have and you're just working with that, thank God, yes, but I always believe there you should be looking for more, because you never know. You may be the person to unlock that new product. You know, when Bezos came out with Amazon, a lot of persons never thought that we needed to sell books online.
Right.
And well, now we know what that developed into, right? Amazon.com. Yeah. And it's employing persons throughout the world now, not even the United States. You know, a lot of persons take that for granted. So we went from selling books to now hosting servers.
Yeah.
The United Emirates. We have to really look, at least from an entrepreneur side, we have to always be looking as to what's the next thing that we could invest in. The last thing we want to do is we get some revenue, we're blessed with some profit, some revenue, and we consume it.
Right.
You know, we don't reinvest it in something new. And then, God forbid, the tides change, the winds change, and you are just there left whole in regrets. Because, you know, you had an opportunity and you wasted it, you squandered it. So that's from my side. I always like to look at what's the next thing, and if it could serve two purposes, even better. So originally when Affordable Imports was going into a brick and mortar, because if you look at our name, it says online.
Yeah.
Kudos to Karen there. He always inspired us to go online and create our online store and our presence online. But we needed to have a brick and mortar to give us that credibility. You know, a lot of persons in Trinidad and Tobago still find it hard to trust an online store. They figure you could take my money and run away.
Right.
But if you have a brick and mortar, I could come and find you. Yeah. So we went brick and mortar, and from there, I say, you know, it doesn't make sense to just have a physical space to hold all the equipment and whatnot. Let's get a studio. And the studio started with an idea, and it blossomed into this thing that, again, the community has come out to support us with, and thank God we've been pushing it, and it seems to be going well, yeah?
The hybrid model you have is perfect. Like, there's no better way to go about building a business in this world than hybrid. So if you can have a beautiful online presence, e-commerce, great. But then if you have the physical space and you can create an experience, so you're not just a phone store, you're not just an equipment rental store, you actually have an entire experience happening behind the brand. So that physical presence that you have, it works well with everything that you are doing, both online and offline. So kudos to you and kudos to the team for what you guys have built. Now, I know today is a short show. I wish this is one of those conversations where we're probably going to have you on another time, because we know today is going to be a very tight one. But one of the entrepreneurial questions I want to ask you is, you operate in a space where there is a lot of pitfalls. You are navigating foreign exchange crunches. Nothing you do is cheap. nothing you do is cheap. Nothing you do, right? I done looking at cameras. I looking at some of the Fuji films. And again, none of these things are cheap.
Crazy.
Right? So over the years, Conrad, you know, what would you say has been some of the biggest hurdles you've had to navigate? Because, I mean, it's one thing to just be able to buy equipment and resell it, or buy the equipment and set up the studio, but that's easier to do in other places. Doing it from Trinidad and Tobago, what are some of the top challenges that you've had to kind of navigate to bring about Affordable Imports and the evolution that you are going through right now?
So you mentioned Affordable Imports and Trinidad and Tobago. To be clear, I've only operated a business in Trinidad and Tobago, so I'm not sure how we are going to compare with, let's say, somebody up the islands or someone out of the United States or any of those larger markets. Like, when you refer
the foreign exchange, I'm talking about like mainly the foreign exchange,
yeah.
Because we have constraints here that we don't have in other places.
So I was going to get to that. I imagine if I were out there, I do not have the problems associated with foreign exchange. So that can be as simple as procurement. You're thinking about just buying the equipment, which is very much a problem when it comes to operating a business that needs equipment to operate, whether it be our rentals or if we are doing something in studio, we need specific equipment that we have to source outside. But a lot of things that persons don't consider and creatives are going to be cheering in the background is accepting payment from our international clients. Right? It still falls under Forex because that's how we would earn Forex in Trinidad and Tobago. And every time I see Karen posts online, I'm there cheering him on in the background. Some things I don't 100% agree with, but he hits the nail on the head several times where he's talking about earning Forex and the hurdles that we have to go through in which for us to bring that Forex into Trinidad and Tobago. In fact, some persons would advise you not to bring the Forex into Trinidad and Tobago because then you're forced to now use the system to acquire Forex again. You have to bring it in and then find it again locally to go and bring equipment back. So it's kind of like you can bypass that step. If you can't bypass that step and just get the Forex that you earn outside, somehow you just be able to purchase and do what you need to do outside. That's That's most likely what I'll recommend. But besides that, we have subscriptions, you know, with the advancement of AI and so on. A lot of creators have now employed services that require you to put a subscription on just to at least utilize it, and then sometimes you have to pay additional credits. You can imagine as a photographer, if you're using something special from, let's say, Adobe, you have to ensure that you have this money every month. Jump high, jump low. If you want to use the service to do your job, to do your business, conduct your business, you have to have that Forex at hand. And because, again, our system is relatively closed off from the world, it's not easy for a small or medium enterprise. You have to jump through several hoops to just even get that money. It makes it difficult to explain to international clients that, here, and I need you to transfer to this bank in New York with an intermediary bank to my bank. By the time you're talking that, you're thinking you're talking about a scam. This person's going to take my money and run. You know? So we have these unique issues here in Trinidad, but as an entrepreneur, you have to find ways around them, right? Yeah. You can't sit and sulk. I mean, we sometimes try and lobby behind persons like Karen and Curtis here. You know, they have an audience already, and a lot of persons are already tuned in. So we lobby behind them, whether it be in the comments or at networking events, and be like, yeah, now, yes, this is a serious problem. We've seen governments attempt through various methods. Some of them don't seem to be working. But if we don't have Forex in Trinidad, I imagine it's going to be same as we experienced back in the 80s. I don't know if a lot of our audience here is familiar with that, but It was a tough time, tougher than it is now, and it could, you know, if those times return, it's gonna get bad.
Curtis,
I just saying yes and yes, because I'm right there in the center of what you're talking about as a creative, because I do things in terms of I teach, I package courses and all these different things. So I know exactly what it feels like, or what it actually felt like a few years ago, trying to actually sell what I do online, and virtually impossible to be able to be paid. And Karen, as you know, I had to literally fly to the States and open a US account and all of these, the whole nine yards, to ensure that I could use Stripe and all of these different, connect all of these things to make payments possible. But that's the reality of where we are in Trinidad and Tobago, and how the digital world, or the lack of us employing the digital world in its entirety, really affects everybody across all facets of society. So I feel you 1,000%. I feel you 1,000%.
No, go ahead, Conrad. You're going to say something.
No, you go ahead. We do have much time.
Yeah, so, you know, let's get into, you know, now that you have the studio, you have clients from all over, a lot of the content that we are seeing online is being powered by you in some which way, form, or fashion, whether it's people coming in to the studios and shooting the content, or they're renting the equipment to go do their thing. Again, that's still an extension of you. But in 2026, you know, when we're looking, or when you, from where you sit, when it comes to building out the space for the different types of content that could be produced, because you have to have an idea as to what equipment you need for what type of content, or how the space could be used, or what type of content could be created out of your space. You know, what goes into that vision from your side of things, right? Because, I mean, we're on the creative side, I know, you know, how I want to do my podcast or how I want to shoot the content. But from you building the infrastructure, what goes into the vision of building the infrastructure to power the content?
So the good thing about being in Trinidad is that we are usually a step or two behind the world in terms of creating new things. All right, podcasts exist for many years in different forms of fashion. Sometimes if you really look at it, a podcast is technically a daytime show between two persons, and you're just there observing, right? So it's constantly evolving. And that's something trainees are good at, including myself. We are good at taking a concept and making it, evolving into something new. All right? Mm-hmm. The good thing from our perspective, like I said, we are a step behind. I've been able to observe persons in international markets and see what works. And coupled with the local creators' feedback, I now try to create something that's unique. All right. From time to time, we're going to invest in new equipment. We're going to invest in upgrading the space. I mean, we have reached the limits, I would say, in terms of square footage, but we are always looking at seeing how we can do this creatively, how we could give this person a unique product that allows them to stand out online. Yeah. So from my side, I just try to employ the resources that we have creatively to create a product that's going to serve the community. I mean, feedback for me is gold, to be honest.
No, this is good. And again, I've known Conrad. Conrad, it's funny because I think I probably would have connected with you maybe 2017, 2018, somewhere there. And you have become one of the go-to guys. That is how I know of Conrad long before I ever connected with him. Anything related to a camera, Conrad's name was attached to it from the jump, you know? Conrad's name has become ubiquitous with any form of camera equipment or video equipment. I remember during the pandemic, I got a call to say our prime minister at the time, Dr. Keith Rowley, was looking to start doing live streams, looking to start to go live. You know, they want some equipment for the live stream. And I was like, well, you know, I could tell you what to get, but, you know, I can't source it. I'm not the expert in. You got to go talk to Conrad, right? And again, Conrad's name is a name that comes up for anything related to the hardware, the infrastructure, and whatnot. You know, what did it take for you to build your brand where, like I said, you have now become the de facto person? I don't hear nobody else's name in the conversation when it comes to a lot of these things in the camera space. You know, how did you build your brand to get to this point?
So it started, as with most things these days, online. All right, we have the different social media groups and so on, especially Facebook. Facebook offered at the time a unique advantage where a lot of Trinidadians and Tobagonians go on there not just to have conversations and share stories or whatever. They go on there to shop. And from since then, we have observed they launched the marketplace on Facebook. But even before then, there were groups. And because of the groups, you have communities. And it started off relatively small. But I guess good word also goes fast. It shares quickly. Yeah. And in that group, I started selling stuff. And I guess clients were pleased and they keep sharing the good word. And it went from, let's say, like 300 members to now over 12,000 members on there.
Wow. You know?
Yeah. And because of COVID, it offered a very, I would say, unique, it offered an advantage where not just individuals or persons looking to get into the photography and videography space, but they had professionals looking to go online, just like we are right now. Online here, persons were looking to teach online, persons were looking to attend their meetings online, you had the work from home situation going on there. So a lot of persons were forced to become creatives, you know, even some of the makeup artists and so on.
Yeah.
A lot of them exist in Trinidad. They now started researching and getting involved. I know of several persons who started as, let's say, a makeup artist, and they are now photographers and videographers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's sort of like everyone was evolving into the creative space. Like I said, we are still even going through the creative boom now. And yeah, because I grew with my client base, my customer base, I was able to reach a larger audience. And as I said, the name has spread throughout the community.
Listen, we have to bring Conrad back for our second conversation.
We will
follow up, like I told you offline. We will follow up to get the second piece out, but we'll definitely bring you back on the show because we got to go and wrap. We know you got to go and we got to go to our conference right now.
Yeah.
Affordable Imports, quickly, Conrad, where can people find you online?
You can find me online at affordableimportstt.com. We have our website, affordableimportstt.com. You can also get us on Instagram. You can get us on Facebook, we're on TikTok. You just literally search Camera Store in Trinidad and you're going to find us, and we're going to make sure that whatever issue you have, we're going to sort it out for you.
And if you haven't gone and checked out the Corey Shepherd podcast, again, Conrad is one of the key integral pieces behind that entire show. Go and check it out as well. Conrad, we definitely got to bring you back. Thank you for taking the time out and jumping into the digital world with us. There's so much more to talk to you about. Like I said, bring you on a second time as well. Conrad, enjoy the rest of your day. And just thank you for coming on the program today.
Thanks so much, man.
Thank you for having me. Take care, guys.
Yeah, man. Blessings.
Take care.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.